This is the Real BS Show, and a nice, beautiful, sunny day.
Yeah.
And warm, too. It's going to get up to 80, I think.
That's right.
Ooh. Did you hear the Pope died?
I heard the Pope died.
I saw the flags were at half mast. I didn't know he was American.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah, well, you know, technically, some people would say he is American.
He worked for who, the Catholics?
Yeah, he was the Catholic head. Yeah.
Oh, head of the Catholics, okay.
Yeah, big man.
All right. Well, let's listen to a song and then we'll come back and talk about it, whatever. Sleepless hours and dreamless nights and faraways. Ooh, wishing you were here. Heaven knows and Lord, it shows when I'm away. Ooh, wishing you. Hey, we were saying the Pope died.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah, there's a website for that. You can look at why is the flag at half staff, and you can search that for that on Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever your favorite search engine is, Bing or whatever. And you can find out why the flag's at half staff. Now we know.
Well, I don't know. I didn't even know the guy.
Yeah, neither did I.
I don't know. What's his name?
Francis.
Francis?
Yeah, no number on the end because he was the first Francis.
Francis the first?
Yeah. Well, there was no second, so he's just Francis. So, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I don't think he was from around here.
No, he's from Argentina. So technically...
Argentina?
Yeah, that's the Americas. So he's technically American, but not U.S. citizen American, if that makes
sense. South American.
Yeah, South American. Huh. Yeah. But interesting.
Well, I don't know. How does that affect everything now?
No, they just have to do
what's... Are we going to go to war with anybody?
Or? No.
No?
They just elect a new pope.
Oh, they got to elect a new one?
Yeah. A bunch of bishops get together.
Italians get together and elect a new one?
Or it's a bunch of different countries. So you got American bishops, you got bishops from
South. Oh, bishops. Oh,
yeah,
oh.
Yeah. So they all get together.
The big shot Catholics.
Yeah, then they have to say, who's going to take the head here? Some people don't probably want it. It's a weird job. Imagine that.
Well, they die.
Yeah. Only one resigned. What's that? Retzgager or whatever the heck his name is. I can't remember his name. He resigned before this one. He resigned.
Huh. Yeah, he got tired of it.
Yeah, he got tired of it.
Too much work.
Yeah, I think he's still alive.
What do popes do, anyways?
They kind of just, you know.
Count the money?
Keep the history, I guess. You know, traditions. They hold the traditions.
Huh.
Yeah.
Would I qualify, you think?
No, you have to be Catholic and you have to be bishop and.
You got to go through the ranks.
Yeah, you got to go through the ranks. It's kind of like the military.
Yeah, I'm too old for that.
and you have to ride in the Pope Mobile, you know?
So. Well, that might be fun.
Yeah, it's a big glass bubble.
I wonder if they let me drive it.
I don't know about that.
I know.
It's kind of like the U.S. president. The moment
you stand in the back and wave to people.
Right. Did you know the U.S. presidents, when they get elected, they don't drive anymore?
They're not allowed to drive?
No, they have Secret Service to do it. And then after they're done being a president... They never have to drive again, ever. They're not allowed to because Secret Service has to drive.
Huh.
So that's one of the weird things is...
I take the fun out of everything.
Yeah, I know. So like Clinton, you know, Bush, you know, all these Obama, he can't drive anymore. None of them can drive anymore. I'm sure they probably do once in a while, but they...
They can't ride their bicycles either.
No.
Most of them too old.
Yeah. Just an interesting little tidbit there. I mean, I heard about that and written up reading into it. So I was like, that can't be true. No, they need to know where you're going so they can plan it right, you know?
Huh.
Yeah. That's a different world.
Doesn't sound like any fun.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so that's a major news update for today.
Yeah.
Weather's beautiful, so.
All the insects and birds are out, you know?
Yeah. Tweeting. Definitely lots of bugs flying around.
A lot of rabbits running around, cottontail rabbits.
Yeah. So now it's wood splitting season.
That's right.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have a sore back for a while.
Yeah, you might need to get like an ice pack or something. Or
I don't know. Yeah. I gotta get a bunch of grandkids to do it instead of me. But
there you go.
They all quit.
Yeah.
they don't want to come around anymore.
They'll probably get tired of playing games all day long, and then say, "Hey, what are you doing over here?" And then get interested in. Getting that capitalism going in them, you know, they'll make some money.
Yeah. Well, I guess I paid them too much because they all quit and
really?
They don't need any money anymore.
Ah.
So, my son's in, where'd he go? Washington, D.C. He's on his way home, but he stopped at Washington, D.C. to go to the Smithsonian Institute.
Oh, yeah.
Why there, I don't know.
Right.
But, so, hopefully he doesn't get robbed or...
No, yeah.
His camper get broke into or whatever.
Well, that's the capital of thieves there, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
So be careful.
He parked outside of town a ways, and they're taking the subway to the Smithsonian.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll look at dinosaur bones. And
a lot of people don't know that about Washington, D.C., that there's actually a subway there.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Swampland, and they built a subway.
Well, it's better than driving down there.
That's true.
Catfish.
I can't imagine.
That was awful. I remember it. It's terrible. Didn't know where I was going.
Right.
But nowadays you got these Google Maps and all these things, so they kind of tell you where to turn.
You can even have Google redirect you to go around something like this. Let's say there's a traffic jam and you need to get out of it. You can have the, if you have the, that's why I have the Google Maps even going to places where I know I'm going. just so I know the speed limit, and also if there's any cops ahead. Oh, I can't talk about that. It does let you know if there's cops ahead.
Yeah, it does.
Ahead.
It tells you there's speed traps. Yeah.
Then also you can redirect your route. If there's a traffic jam, you can go, okay, I can take this exit, and then it'll take me this way, and it's a quick way around things.
It's pretty scary how good that stuff is.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. That's how I deliver firewood.
Oh, yeah.
I put in the address, and Google lady comes on and says, okay, turn left, turn right, another 300 feet, do this, do that.
You can change the voice, too.
Boom. Well, I don't play around with anything. Yeah. If it works, it works.
You can get one that's a little bit more bossy. You could get Homer Simpson. You could get Marge Simpson, whatever character you want.
No, I'm happy with what I got. I'm not going to fool with it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
I just want a more condensating, more angry one to yell at me, like, you idiot, you missed the turn.
Yeah, well, I do that a lot. I do that on purpose. I don't like the way they're taking me, so I go the other way. And
right, right. Turn around.
Yeah.
Redirecting. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun to play with. But it's scary how they keep track of you every minute. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, right where you're at, where you want to go.
They can also tell, it'll sometimes change the direction. Because I'll take a route, and I'm like, oh, why is it doing this? And then all of a sudden I find out, traffic jam. That's why it redirected. It makes sense now. And it'll tell you if one's slower or faster. Like, this is 1 minute slower or 1 minute faster, then you could take that, you know?
I saw that.
That's kind of nice. But sometimes it's not accurate. There's sometimes if you drive
in. Yeah, sometimes they take me to the neighbor's house or something, you know, or two or three doors away, and
that's not fun when you're
this ain't it.
That's not fun when you're driving with a trailer with loaded wood. You can't really back up that easy.
Yeah,
you know?
You're getting some pickles. Yeah,
right. Yeah. That's why I sometimes do that Google Street View. You can kind of view the house unless they have it blurred. Then you know, say, hey, is this your house? Is it going to look like this? You know.
Yeah.
Kind of nice.
I don't know. It's not that important for me. I mean, it's important to get me where I'm going, but I don't care.
Oh,
if I get close, I'm happy.
I forgot to tell you, I went to a concert. This is the first time in a long time I've been to a concert in a while. I went to the Temptations
in
the Four Tops. Yeah, it was good. They put a good show on, you know?
My parents in Erie? Or?
Yeah, right in Erie. Huh. Well, yeah, they had a packed house, basically.
Really?
Yep. I was right by the sound guys, so... I think that was the best spot.
You should hear it the best there.
Yeah, I think it was the best spot there. And I was like, I turned around and I said to him, hey, good job. You guys did it. You guys, they were right on the dime for everything. Everything was right.
They've only been doing it for 50 years, so 60 years.
Right.
70, I don't know what it is.
The Temptations only have one original member left. He's 83 years old.
Yeah, I remember. I ran. Monitors for the shows like that, the Drifters and the Temptations and all kinds of old time acts, you know.
Were they always wanting to be jacked up, like really high?
No, they weren't as tough as the newer guys, but you know, they still acted kind of like jerks.
Yeah, I'm starting to think that's part of show business. You have to be that way in some ways.
Sing, will you? Let's get this over with. Quit fussing.
They had the ladies going, though, I'll tell you that. Those older ladies probably haven't felt that way in probably 50 years. So,
I know, it's crazy. It's hard to figure what happens, but
they were dancing. Works. They were dancing. That's what I wanted to say.
Whatever works. Yeah. You know, it just never got me excited. You know, very few people I really enjoyed, you know. I enjoyed people that could really, really play good, you know, good guitar, good whatever. And you know, some of the goofy ones, like Roy Clark. Holy cow, could that guy play?
Yeah, right.
Fiddle, banjo, guitar, it didn't matter. Whatever he touched.
Whew. Right.
And, you know, there was really good ones. And then there was, you know, kind of phony baloney, you know, the band members say, well, don't turn him up in the monitors. He just screws us all up.
But he was like out of time or something? Yeah.
Nah, just bad guitar player, you know. Bad strummer.
Right.
But, there's a lot of stories about national acts.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, man. We could be here for 24 hours, I could be telling you stories.
I'm sure there's stories there. I mean,
holy catfish.
Probably just alone the drama alone, probably the musicality. Like, how did these guys become famous? Well, they just wrote a one hit song and boom, there they are, you know?
Well, there's a big studio behind all these guys to get them going. Right. I mean, and it's all, you know, electronically controlled. And,
right. You have to give, I'll give credit to Motown. You know, I know that's not everybody's cup of tea, but Motown was at least fair to their artists. Whereas, like, RCA and those other ones, they weren't so honest.
Well, it's just a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Yeah, right. I can't imagine running a record company. I mean, just, you have to be kind of too cutthroat. And nowadays, that's dying off. You don't see, I'm not going to say the recording industry is going to die out anytime soon, but maybe it will in the next 10 or 20 years, because I'm not sure how they're going to sustain when people aren't buying CDs. They're not. They're listening on Spotify now, so there's like, you know, they're not. It's not paying out like it used to.
Yeah, well, we made a demo CD, and I took it around to some people. Most people, so I don't have any way to listen to this.
Right, it's
they
all
don't,
online.
They don't do it anymore.
Yeah, it's all online now. It's through Spotify, YouTube Music. You know, what's the other one? I can't think of it right now, but. There's so many different ways of listening online. Because you go back, you know, everyone had vinyls, right? And then vinyls gave way to the 8-track and then to tape and then to CD. So all those older bands got more money every time the type of media changed. Then you go from CD to online. Online changed everything. You're no longer – the record companies, how can they even make money now?
Yeah.
I don't even know. I mean
– it's tough. Yeah. Well, a lot of bands are – bypassing them and just doing it themselves,
right,
you know.
Right.
A lot of people are doing that now.
It's the same thing with the music we did with the Distance Band. That's on, if you go to, or, you know, obviously people listen to our show, it's right at the top. You know, there's a link there to the album. I put the rest of the songs on there that we did, Bill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so the other two, there's two new songs on there that we probably did release on the show before, but now they're officially on there if you want to listen to the album. I think it's 13 songs now total. Huh. I'm not sure how to do the count. But, hey, you know, this is how you have to do it now. It has to be online, you know.
I gave the doctor a couple CDs, a Distance Band and a Too Dumb to Quit Band.
Yeah.
Oh, he said, yeah, he was going to listen to me. That was a year and a half ago. He still hasn't listened to them. He said, I don't have anything to play them on.
Yeah.
I said, well, play them on your car. Well, I don't have a CD player.
No, that's a dying media. It's kind of like the 8-track. You don't see that anymore.
Yeah. But he said, I'm going to do it. I'm going to. I said, yeah. You say that to all your patients.
You should have gave him a link.
Yeah.
Go to this browser and play it on there, you know.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to be a doctor, that's for sure.
No. Imagine that. You have to get licensed. You have to go through all this, you know, schooling. You have to go in. And then when you do all that schooling, that's outdated already in like 2 years the moment you stepped out. So you have to continue to study and keep up to the latest stuff, which is constantly changing, which is good. You know, new information comes in and you want to have to adapt to it. But there's so many things you have to keep up on. Like what, you know, 20 years ago, Prozac was considered the normal drug to give to someone that had depression. Now they found Prozac to be not even better than the sugar pill, you know, the placebo pill, you know. And so there's a lot of side effects to that kind of drug. So I wouldn't want to be a doctor, man. That's a tough gig.
Well, you know, you ever go to Walmart?
Yeah.
You see all those people and they all got doctors probably somewhere.
Yeah.
What in the world would you tell these people? Your blood pressure's high. You better stop this or stop that.
What's the difference between now and back in 1980 and 1970, Bill? What was the difference, man?
Oh, well, the weight.
The big difference.
They had to put a few more numbers on the scale there to get everybody's weight.
I think people are more, you know, they're sedentary. You know, they're not moving as much. But I think there's high fructose corn syrup and everything. That's a big factor there. It's a multi-factor.
Like that That's good in my Coca-Cola.
Oh, I like pure sugar in that one. I'll admit that. I like the original recipe. You can get it. You can get the original
That's
recipe.
That's Japan's revenge for the for the atomic bomb. No. There's some syrup.
That and anime. Syrup. Right? That and anime, right?
I don't know.
We need real sugar. That's what we need. We never revolt. We want sugar, not high fructose corn syrup. You know, that's just my philosophy. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know what we're eating anymore. No. It's all buried in there.
Yeah, you never know.
All kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
What's that guy that's Kennedy? Yeah. Robert Kennedy Jr.
RFK Jr., yeah.
Yeah, I met him once. I didn't even know it was him. Me and him all by ourselves backstage.
Right.
I did a video projection thing, and I had a projector set up. He was giving a speech to these ladies up in Chautauqua in the amphitheater. He's just pacing and pacing.
Right.
I said, settle down. I said, what's the matter? He said, oh, I get nervous. I said, just pretend they're all sitting out there in their underwear. He said, that'll calm you down. And so we must have shot the breeze for an hour to 2 hours back there. I had no idea who he was. I didn't until they announced him to come out and start speaking.
Yeah.
Robert Kennedy Jr. I said, holy smokes. I mean, he just acted like just a normal, everyday, nice guy. Just, well, he was a kid, really, back then. It was, had to be in the 90s, early 90s, I think. And he was selling oil wells in Africa or something. I don't know. I have no idea what it was. but they paid good, so set the video projector up. But that was kind of surprising to shoot the breeze with for an hour to 2 hours. I know it was at least that. It just me and him. He was nervous as a jaybird. Jeez, oh man.
I'm sure. You know, probably the part that he really enjoyed the most was that you just treated him like a human being, as a normal person, instead of someone famous. You know, I mean, can you imagine what he has to face with people that do know who he is? Every day, you know, saying, oh, I feel so sorry about your dad.
I had no clue who he was, uncle. I treated him like another kid or something.
Just another Joe, yeah.
Yeah, just don't worry about it. These old women, they're just, I mean, it was just a shocker when they introduced him. I said, oh, the catfish. I've been hanging out with Robert Kennedy Jr. for an hour and a half. And but super nice guy. I mean, super nice, really nice. Down to earth, just like, you know, talking to your brother or something, or the kid down the street. It's really neat. So anyways, let's play some songs.
Yeah.
People get tired of us and listening to us.
We're yapping.
Gabbing.
Yapping birds.
Yeah, we're BSing.
We'll be like that gray catbird that talks, you know, blah, 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 whatever they do. I don't know.
So let's play some you pick it out.
Yeah.
You're good at it.
Surely hurts my eyes.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we're recording.
Oops. I started, I guess, so before.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
That's right.
Nobody cares.
No. Right? Yeah. You know, we're not professionals or anything. We're just, you know, horsing around in a basement of a building.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. It's pretty neat the way you have them bird calls on your phone and birds kind of come around and listen.
It's silly. I really think they have I'm not going to say they have a complex language like ours, but they have some kind of language.
You might be cussing at them and you don't even know it.
Well, I do know that some of these calls that are on the phone, it's called the Merlin ID app, and you can identify what bird it is and also play back the calls. And some of them are, we'll say, mating calls or territorial calls, like a male making a territory claim. And so they're probably I'm stressing them out, and I shouldn't do that. But, you know, some of them are quite funny to watch. Some of them get real friendly after you do it. I have a song sparrow in my backyard that will, without me doing calls anymore, it'll just come over and see me.
Huh.
And then hop around. It's hopping on the ground, like maybe about 2 feet away from me, and look around for bugs, and then flies off and does its thing. It'll hang around for like 5 minutes. So I'm not even feeding it. It just comes over. So I don't know. Just kind of interesting, you know?
Yeah, right. Yeah, you wonder what they're saying to each other.
Yeah. It's kind of like, do you really want to know what a dog's thinking? I don't know. I don't want to know what a dog's thinking. They're probably thinking
food. Mostly food.
And a few other things that men think about, too. So, you know, that happens. But but the bird thing is just a fun thing to do. There's other ones out there, like woodchucks. They make different calls, and there's coyote calls. I've used those before, mainly for hunting. So it's interesting to see how animals react to different things. So I don't know.
Huh. Well, I don't know. Any big news going on today that we should tell everybody about or no?
I'm trying to think. Same old, same crap, just a different day. I've just been disconnected, Bill. I don't pay attention to the news too often.
Yeah, I don't either. It looks like they're blowing the heck out of Yemen.
Yeah. That's happening. I think I read about that there are certain things going on with Vietnam and the South China Sea. Now there's a dispute going on with that with different islands, and Philippines are getting upset with China. Things like that are going on that most Americans are clueless on, which is fine. You know, it's not our problem, but there's a lot going on there that it could disrupt trade. Yeah, you know, that's how it goes.
It'll all show up at Walmart.
You know, people always worried about the Bermuda Triangle, right? You never hear about the Bermuda Triangle? It's not even that dangerous.
Heard about it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not even that dangerous.
I don't know what's true or what isn't. But
if you look at insurance claims and different reports, the Bermuda Triangle is safer than anywhere else in the world for shipping lanes. Where it's actually more dangerous is where, like, between Indonesia, Southeast China Sea, and then you have, like, places around, like, the Horn of Africa. Those are very dangerous areas for shipping. But really, the Bermuda Triangle is safe. I've always, you know, people always made a big deal about the Bermuda Triangle. Oh, it's, you know, ships disappear and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, those are, like, old times back in the day before they had, like, GPS and everything. They would...
A lot of airplanes disappeared down around there.
Right, yeah, but that was because of, like, they ran out of fuel or they misidentified islands. This is, like, again, pre-GPS stuff. You know, GPS really changed a lot.
So they didn't have Google Maps back then.
No, they had a compass and they were going off the sun and they thought this island was the island that they had to turn or go straight. And so they would misidentify the islands. And over past the island, they were supposed to turn right at or turn left, and they ended up going into the, you know, flying out in the ocean, running out of fuel, you know, and that's how they died, you know. That was before GPS. Now that's kind of not happening too much anymore. So there was a lot of debunking on. There was a guy named Lamino on YouTube. He basically did a video on the Bermuda Triangle and a few other things, and it really kind of like, oh, that's interesting. It's really not that dangerous. Compared to, you know, the shipping, you know, just sailing in a ship is dangerous, you know. I mean, you know that. You were out in a boat before, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy how, like, just Lake Erie, how dangerous it is.
Very dangerous, yeah.
And most people don't even know that. I like going to the beach.
It swells up waves real fast.
Oh, really?
Because it's so shallow, yeah. Yeah. The shallowest of the bunch.
Would you, I remember you talking about this before. You talked about it before on the show, but would you say that was one of the most scariest things in your life you ever went through?
Oh, it was scary. Yeah, I don't know why I did what I did, but I was way out there and could make one shot back into Erie, and all of a sudden a storm come up, and I mean, it was just horrendous. All I could picture was some big freighter, big metal boat running me over. Not even knowing it, because I had a wooden sailboat.
Right.
I thought, oh, brother, this is it. Lightning hitting the water, and
wow.
I said something. And I couldn't get the sails down, so I had to steer right straight into the wind and turn on the engine and hope I could make it back. And I did. I made it back, but that was scary. I had to, the guy that was with me, he said, what can I do? I said, just keep bailing the water out,
Right, right.
Because it was a lot of water coming in.
Oh, geez.
And the waves are going right over top of us.
Wow.
It was only 26, 27-foot sailboat. So
wow.
But tossed us around like nothing.
Right.
But I made it.
That's crazy.
I remember my wife calling the Coast Guard saying, my husband's out there in a sailboat. They said, well, if he's out there, we better go looking for him because it's pretty nasty.
Right.
But I sailed right into Erie, the canal there, and right past the Navy station.
The Coast Guard?
Coast Guard station. And
right.
Right into the bay, and I was sure happy to get home. Whew.
Right, right.
That was scary. But, okay, well, let's play some, I don't know.
Music, yeah.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
We'll do something special.
Okay, that'll work.
Jangles any dance for you in worn out shoes, silver hair, ragged shirt, and baggy pants. That old soft shoe, it jumped so high, it jumped so high. lightly touch down. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. I met him in a cell in New Orleans. I was down and out. Looked to me to be the eyes of age. As he spoke right out, he talked of a life, he talked of a life. Laughed and slapped his leg still. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He said the name Bojangles and he danced a lick. All across the cell, he grabbed his pants for a better stance. Oh, he jumped so high and clicked up his heels. He let go laugh, he let go laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. Yeah, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs throughout the South. He spoke with tears of 15 years of how his dog and him just traveled all about. His dog up and died, he up and died. And after 20 years he still grieves. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. I dance now at every chance, honky tonks, for drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars, 'cause I drinks a bit. He shook his head, and then he shook his head. I heard someone ask him, "Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance."
Bob Dylan for everybody, huh?
Yeah, I gotta have some Bob Dylan.
Yeah, pretty good guy.
Wrote a lot of songs.
Crazy guy. I mean, I seen him once at the Warner Theater. We did a show, and they were all so screwed up. It was just, and they didn't want to be here.
Right.
They didn't want to be in Erie.
I mean, yeah.
Boy, were they a mess.
I think after a while, you just get kind of tired of touring.
Oh, yeah. They were just out of it.
Just constant touring.
I don't know how he's still alive. That's what I can't figure out.
Good genetics, probably.
He did something right, or he quit something. I don't know, because, boy, at that time, he was a mess. Ooh.
Yeah,
but, you know, a lot of his friends didn't make it.
That's true.
There's a whole bunch of them that conked out early.
There's a lot of people that were his generation that went, yeah.
Yeah.
Just crazy to think about.
Speaking of generation, did I tell you we're having a... Maybe I already said something about our...
I think you did last
class,
time.
Class reunion.
Yeah, class reunion. Yeah, you're doing it.
They're going to do them every 2 years instead of five.
Right, right.
Because everybody's disappearing so fast.
Oh, jeez. That's very optimistic.
Well, that's what they told me. I said, what do you want me for? I don't have nothing to do with it. Uh-huh. You know, but they're planning another one this summer. And
what?
So I don't know.
What was your graduating class number? Like, how many people graduated, you think?
Oh, I don't know, 150 maybe.
Oh, yeah? You got to find out how many are still alive then. That might be a clue.
Probably about 50.
Oh, that's scary.
Yeah, I don't know for sure. Huh. Some people look really good and other people not so good. Now, most of them I didn't even know.
Right.
Last time I went to one, hi, how are you doing? I said, I'm doing good, but who the heck are you? You know, I don't know. I mean, Larry Whipple, the guy that owned, he used to own the pharmacy up here.
Yeah.
I had no clue who he was. I mean, he was a manager on the wrestling team, and he was nice guy. Yeah, oh, yeah. I had no clue that was him.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, he changed a lot.
Holy smokes. Yeah, got heavy. Got real heavy and big beard and everything. I said, I don't know who you are. But he told me, I said, get out of town.
Yeah. I've had a few people, I won't mention their names, but I went to school with them and I didn't recognize them, to be honest with you.
I mean, what do you say when somebody starts talking to you like they've known you forever, which is probably true, but you don't have no clue who they are.
I get a little suspicious, like, why are you talking to me? What are you trying to sell? In my head, I think that, you know, like, what are they trying to sell to me? Like, but then they walk up to me saying, hey, Seth, how you doing? I'm like, what? Like, how do you know my name?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not paranoid or anything, just kind of like confused.
Some people, you know, they start talking and something about, they tell me how good you look and, and what are you going to say?
You look
awful. Jeez. You know? What happened to you? But you can't say that.
No, you can't.
You got to be.
I mean, you could, but.
Pleasant. I mean, you're looking pretty good yourself. Now, who are you?
right.
Oh, I don't know. It's I had to cough.
There was a bird there. You know, it was a coughing bird.
Yeah.
From South America.
I have a drink of Coca-Cola. I'll be fine.
I agree with you. There's times where that has happened to me where I didn't recognize the person, and they knew me, and I was like, I didn't know who they were. I admit, maybe it's just a little bit of face blindness there for me. I'm not paying attention. Who knows?
No, it's a scary time there. That's when you go to those things.
Yeah. I haven't been to one for a while. I just, just been busy.
Yeah, the last one I was going to go, I was thinking about going, but that's when I chopped my finger off.
Yeah.
And I didn't tell them why I wasn't going, because they called me the day of the thing. They said, are you coming? You coming? No, I ain't going to make it. You know, I can't. I just don't. But my finger was just got sewed together.
Right.
You know, it sewed back on, and I just did have no intentions of ever going there that day. Whew.
Yeah.
That was awful.
You got to be safe, though, Bill, you know.
It was terrible.
Yeah, that was a horrible time.
Yeah. It's almost 2 years now since that happened. And my finger's pretty good shape. I can use it for playing a bass, but...
You say it gets cold a little bit, then.
Oh, it gets cold right away. There's no feeling there.
Huh.
It's just kind of lumpy.
Ugh, that'd be horrible.
But it looks just like normal. It looks like it should.
Yeah, it looks like it grew back again. You must be like a lizard or something.
Yeah, something happened.
Yeah.
So anyways, they did a good job. Hurt like crazy, though, when they were stitching it up.
Oh, I cannot imagine.
And they stabbed me with all kinds of...
needles and whatnot, yeah.
Yeah, the, what do you call it? I don't know, some kind of stuff to make the pain go away.
Yeah, pain reliever, pain anesthetic.
Novocaine?
Or, yeah, something like that.
I don't not know, that's for your teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trying to think, there's like a, different things they give you shots of.
Well, yeah, and it numbed my finger, but it still hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And then it hurt for months and months afterwards.
Mm.
But... all right, let's play a little more music so we don't put everybody to sleep.
Looking home. an empty surprise to feel so alone. Now for me, some words come easy, but I know that they don't mean that much compared with the things that are said. Lover's touch. You never knew what I loved in you. I don't know what you loved in me. Maybe the picture of somebody you're hoping I might. And I know I'm alone and close to the end of the feeling we've known. How long have I been sleeping? How long have I been drifting along?
Stands for SF.
That's right.
And not what you were thinking. Who is this? Jackson Browne.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Jackson Browne, Late for the Sky. We don't want to be late for the sky, Bill.
No, heavens no. You'd be like the Pope.
Yeah.
He's late now.
Yeah.
Or maybe he's already up there.
I mean, he died on Easter, you know.
Kinda... On Easter?
Yeah.
Jeez, what a day. He picked He's supposed to be resurrected on Easter, not die.
Yeah, I know, right? You know, That's the same time, roughly around the same time he's meeting J.D. Vance, and he died. Oh, ironic. Oh.
Crazy. So the Catholics are aimless right now till they elect a new guy.
Well, they got some bishops around.
You know, I'm sure they got a lot of folks grousing for the spot.
They could be like, none of your business.
Do they have to run campaigns and stuff and put up signs all over the neighborhood?
That kind of be like an internal thing, you know? Like, you know, hey, we want this guy because, you know, he
So they got to pay each other off.
Yeah, I don't know about paying each other off. Whatever, how they do it, they kind of select it. It's like kind of like a Congress kind of a thing. They kind of vote on one person. This guy's going to be the big honcho, you know.
That's the thing where they make smoke come out the chimney or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know what they're burning, but they're burning something. They watch for the smoke. I remember that as a kid when John Paul II died. They had to do the smoke thing, and I don't remember what the smoke meant. I just remember that being a thing.
It was different colors, I think.
Oh.
White smoke meant they found a new guy, and black smoke meant they're still fussing.
Yeah. Well, they couldn't all agree upon it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Mysterious ways.
Yeah, it's fun to watch.
Yeah. I could watch my chimney do that, Bill.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, is the smoke burning good? I don't know.
I'm trying to think the last time I watched television. I bet it's been 15 years from now.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen other people's TVs for a little bit, you know, but me, I don't watch any TV, none.
I
whatsoever.
Watch YouTube documentaries or science stuff.
YouTube's got a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm a historian now on the mob.
There you go.
What a nut bunch of crazies. People are killing each other like crazy.
There's a good on YouTube channel called People's, what they call the People's Profile. And they go over history of different people throughout history, and it's really good, well researched, great narration, great pictures. You know, it's very, and they're long. I'll admit they're like an hour to 3 hour long videos, but they really deep dive into like the mob or, you know, Lucy Lozano, whatever his name is, and all those guys. You know,
Lucky Luciano.
Yeah. They go into that. And they're John Gotti. You know,
the one that organized the whole thing.
Yeah.
Put it together, the commission.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff out there on YouTube. Like, why would I want to pay for cable when I can just watch YouTube, you know?
Yeah, it's they get anything you want to know, you just type it in and it'll come up.
Somebody, you need to work on your vehicle from like a 10-year-old vehicle and it has this part, this exact engine. You can look it up and find how to do it. There's a video probably of someone doing it.
How to plant a garden, where to... how far apart the peas got to be and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's just everything.
There's videos how to install a new toilet, you know, if you need to know how to do it, you know, like, boom.
Yeah, go look in a phone book or look online and find a plumber.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the best way to do it.
I mean, how to change a filter on your furnace, you know. Bill can show you, you know. We found the filter.
Just take it out and throw it away.
Yeah, there you go.
You don't need a filter.
Or get one of those washable ones. You can get, you know, you can wash the filter and then put it back in after it dries. Yeah. Hey, that's what I did to my vehicle. You know, you have a K&N air filter. You wash it out, you dry it, and then you can put it back in. You don't have to buy a new filter. Yeah. You know, beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's not good for business, though.
No, I know.
All right, you got any more songs left?
Yeah.
I don't know if we got any more.
Oh, we got plenty. We got another four.
Four?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Well, let's play a couple, and then we'll come back and gab a little bit more. And
then head out.
Yeah, head out, go sit outside and soak up some sunshine.
Get some, you know, tan. We'll get a tan going.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Okay, this is some more music.
Mississippi, she's calling my name. Catfish are jumping, that paddle wheel bumping. Black water keep rolling on fast, just the same.
Oh, black water keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Oh, black water keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Yeah, keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything great. Mama gonna make everything alright. And I ain't got no worries, cause I ain't in no hurry.
heaven, moon, won't you keep on shining on me? Keep on shining.
With your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand,
hand.
Take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, hand. Take me by the hand. Pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I'd like to hear some funky Dixieland. Pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Come on, baby.
BS show. That was a quick ending.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of I run out of BS for today.
Yeah. It's too sunny for that.
Yeah, I know. It's I'm kind of antsing to get outside.
It's a nice day to relax. That's what we'll say. We deserve it. You know, we went through the winter, dealt with the snow.
Oh, boy. It's just awful winter.
Ooh. It was a good winter, though. Really, you think about it. Took it in the positive light. The snow didn't melt really that much. It was like for the whole winter, we had snow on the ground, which...
When it's 10 degrees all the time, nothing much melts.
But that kept the tick population low, so that's a positive.
I guess so. I've never had a tick in my life, I don't think.
I have a few times, yeah. Yeah, nothing to mess around with. But yeah, it's been now we're springtime. Green's happening. Beautiful. Yeah,
finally. Ooh.
80 degrees.
Finally. So, I don't know, we got a couple more old songs to say goodbye to everybody with?
Yeah.
All right, well, everybody stay healthy, get outside and soak up some vitamin D. Holy smokes.
Feels good already, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe your gas bill or heating bill or whatever will go down now.
Yeah.
You want to make those big payments.
That's right.
Be kind to each other and stay healthy and stay safe and try to enjoy what you can,
Yeah.
All right. See you next week, Seth.
See ya.
Okay.
Leave me out.